You're listening to the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, this is me, Arnob, and you're listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. I'm talking about WWE Backlash. This 2023 pay-per-view after WrestleMania. We will see so many matches. And it's live on... And it's the banner in Puerto Rico. It was like that every Puerto Rico was gonna love to see Backlash. This was really interesting. First of all, I see that Bianca Belair versus Io Sky, and even Io Sky tried to win this match, but she failed to lose because Bianca Belair is now a greatest of all time in women's championship, WWE Raw Women's Championship. And to be honest, I love this. The next match is Seth Rollins versus Omos. And even Seth Rollins, I was shocked that Seth Rollins will beat Omos. Really? But it's 100% really. So, this was really fantastic. Seth Rollins is strange, and he was, whatever he did this, he climbed into the top rope and doing the shot. This was very nice. Love it. The next match, it was Austin Theory versus Bobby Lashley versus Bronson Reed. Triple threat match for the WWE US Champion. We're talking about that. This was really a very good day for Austin Theory. But Bobby Lashley and Bronson Reed was trying. Was still trying. I saw that lastly, Bobby Lashley speared Bronson Reed, and after that, Austin Theory just pulled out Bobby Lashley out of the ring, and after that, Austin Theory came into the ring, 3-2-1 pin of Bronson Reed. After that, Austin Theory wins. It's really shocking, and he's using the brains very clearly. I love it. Next is Rhea Ripley versus Zelina Vega. Zelina Vega is a Puerto Rico star. She came, she fought, but she lost, and she got emotional. It was like rivals became so sad. He losing in her hometown against Rhea Ripley. This was the most sad thing in the history. Same things was happening in Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn's hometown is Montreal. In the Elimination Chamber, he lost his hometown in Montreal. This is a very sad thing, you know. But right now, Sami Zayn was running a good day, and I was like that. Everything was going a good day. The destruction of Bloodline was, I think, started with a good day. Yeah. The next match was Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest. This match was very interesting at all. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, and even I can't believe that Bad Bunny can be a good wrestler. Just hitting chairs into Damian Priest, and he injured Damian Priest's leg, and even he can't walk it out. But even Bad Bunny is doing it very interestingly. And after that, the Judgment Day was trying to interfere, and he interferes. But after that, there's so much surprises. Even the Puerto Rico star, the Caribbean, called Carlito back in WWE, and he did a backstabber. And after that, the Latino World Order came. And after the some shocking things, the WWF Attitude star, Savio Vega. Yes, Savio Vega came in Puerto Rico. He is also a Puerto Rico star. Savio Vega, Carlito back in WWE. It's like dreams come true for all of the WWE fans. Savio Vega, after a long time, is back, and he's showing his cool stuff, things like very impressive. And the next thing, it was like after that, to be honest, the Latino World Order wins. And even Bad Bunny is showing his own cool, and he wins this match. Very dangerous man, little boy, Bad Bunny. Not as a rapper, he is the greatest wrestler of all time. I still believe in my own mind. He is a lovely man. And the next thing is the bloodline. Solo Sikoa, Jails and Gmail Awards, Material, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. To be honest, I would like to say Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn was trying to defeat again. He is still undefeated, but you can just say Solo, you can't. He's a summon spike. But I would like to say in the podcasting, the summon spike is fake. It's not real. If you say that summon spike is real, then I would like to say that your thumb finger can't defeat you. Summon spike is fake and almost fake. Wrestling is full of real and fake mixtures. You can't say that wrestling is fake and you can't say that wrestling is real. You can't say wrestling is unscripted. You can't say wrestling is scripted. You say the mixture of sports entertainment. That's the loving thing it's all. And I support this type of things. It's just something new and more things that can happen in all. Just love your things in all. And the next thing is, even Solo Sikoa suddenly tried to hitting Jey Uso. There's a war spike and after that Solo has stopped it. And the next thing it was that the last match, Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. Wow, this match was very interesting. I never thought that Cody Rhodes beat Brock Lesnar. And he makes a record by defeating Brock Lesnar. And even I would love to say that I love Cody Rhodes' attitude. I love Cody Rhodes' American Nightmare. And I love Cody Rhodes' new look. Everything is awesome. His attitude, his danger, he's absolutely awesome. Never ever expected that Cody Rhodes, American Nightmare, was gonna run wild at all. Looking his dangers, he just continues hitting Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar just doing his own. He just brought his devil, Brock Lesnar, to just say beast incarnate. But after that, Cody Rhodes used his brain, and after that, Brock Lesnar's head was shot. The blood was coming out of his head, and after that, he's busted up. And after that, Cody Rhodes take advantage, and after that, Brock Lesnar using a Kimura lock to Cody Rhodes. And after that, Cody Rhodes is pinned out quickly. Using and Brock Lesnar still shouted, "How I lost? How Cody Rhodes win? It's impossible." And after this match, everything is awesome. I got 5 out. You will get 5 out of 5 stars in this pay per view. It was like everything awesome, Puerto Rico, and even I just love it. And I would like to say that after Monday Night Raw, Brock Lesnar really injured Cody Rhodes' hand and even needing his Kimura look. This was really destructive in my Brock Lesnar. But I would like to say, Brock Lesnar, your hand is near. You're thinking that your beast incarnate still, your beast incarnate, one day you'll fail. But you failed to Roman Reigns. I would like to say that I support you in your new avatar. I support you as a face, but I don't like you as a heel. To be honest, you will fail at all. Your anger, your ferocious, everything is getting vanished at all. Brock Lesnar, you are dangerous superstar, but you are no longer as a danger. You're thinking that you do whatever you do things, that you break your pose, that you do what you think. I would like to say that one day you get defeated. Almost did it, you will get defeated from the second time, or the third time, everything that you will get defeated. If you never stop your anger, you will get defeated again. That's my verdict. I'm not challenging you, Brock Lesnar. I don't have any power to beat you. I don't have any power, I'm just joking. I don't have any mic skills, but I would like to say that Brock Lesnar, in my opinion, Brock Lesnar is a good sports entertainer. But I would like to say that you get defeated. Cordials will defeat you. He is getting to finish his story. His mission is to finish his story. He's yet to be completed, but it'll be a very good day at all. So, Brock Lesnar, get ready to lose this title. They get ready to lose this match. Bye. The Wrestling Radio by Arnold Chakraborty, sponsored by Spotify Podcasters. Bye.